Hi, this is Susan Smith at The Stress Hacker. Stress impacts people differently. We need to know ourselves as well as possible in order to prevent stress from building up. And here are three ways to do so. One, there is a circle of influence and a circle of concern. When you're in the circle of concern, it's a stressful place to be because you are trying to change things or people that in reality you have no control over. Better to come back into the circle of influence to consider or look at what you can do. So, for example, you might want your son, your partner, your mother to appreciate what you can do for them. But in reality, there's nothing you can do if they don't appreciate your efforts. What you can do, however, is to come back into the circle of influence and decide to stop doing as much for that person if they're not going to appreciate the things you do for them. Or you could develop a better sense of self-talk and pat yourself on the back for being so supportive of them. In this way, you feel more in control, and this in turn helps you to feel less stressed. To move forward and feel less stressed, concentrate on expanding your circle of influence. This is the place of your personal power. Here's an exercise now to empower yourself with. What are your top three stressors? Write them down quickly. When you've written them down, now come up with three new ways of dealing with those things. Two, when your thoughts are all over the place and you find it hard to concentrate or get off to sleep at night, the thought waves of your mind are like a choppy sea. The sea needs calming. And the best way to do this is to write. Write again and then write some more. Simples. So if you've got 101 things on your mind and lots to do, then write it all down in a list form. And this will bring some order into the chaos and settles the thought waves of the mind. If it's a more intense issue and it's bringing about uncomfortable feelings, then write a letter to the person who's getting on your nerves or upsetting you the most. Now, whether that's your boss or your sister, just write a letter as if you're really going to send it to them. Once written, get rid of it. Burn it, bury it, bin it, but get rid of it. The therapy is in the writing. Don't take my word for it. Do it for yourself and see the results. Number three, make a clear delineation between work and home life. When you get home, change into more comfortable clothing and sit for 3 minutes to relax your mind and body. Start by following the journey of your breath. Breathe in slowly through your nose and imagine that you're taking that breath up to the top of your head, then to the back of your head, on the next breath, your forehead, temples, your eyes, nose, cheeks, etc. With each breath, imagine taking it to each part of your body. If there's any part of your body that feels tender or sore or in pain, imagine taking the breath to that part of your body just for a little bit longer. If you feel that you won't have the space to do this at home, then sit in your car before going in and do it. If you don't have a car, then do this consciously with your eyes open for the last 3 minutes of your walk home. When the mind wanders, simply start again. You might find you're developing a more present state of mind for longer and longer on your way home. This can be your way of letting go of work and reclaiming yourself and your space. Enjoy.